To politics in this country now. In Pennsylvania, Senator Bob Casey today endorsed Barack Obama. Casey's endorsement could make a difference for Obama in the state where he is trailing Hillary Clinton by double digits.
Joining us this week for politics is NPR news analyst Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest. Juan, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So today, the chair of the Democratic Party, Howard Dean, went on many morning talk shows and put out the word. Everybody stay calm. Calm the rhetoric. I want a resolution of things between Senators Clinton and Obama. Here he is on ABC's Good Morning America.
Well, I think it would be nice to have this all done by July 1st. If we can do it sooner than that, that's all the better. We don't want this to have to degenerate into a big fight at the convention.
Juan, I've been reading analysis and opinion pieces for the last couple of weeks saying Senator Clinton really cannot win in the delegates and the popular vote. And I wonder if this is the beginning of the party elders saying it's over.
Well, it's a good case to make, Alex, because what you've seen in the last few weeks is that people ranging from Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, to the likes of Bob Casey, the senator from Pennsylvania, are all, as party elders, siding with Barack Obama. And now you get Howard Dean saying sooner rather than later. And this sentiment is now leading people to have consideration of, you know, well, what about folks like George Mitchell, the former senator from Maine who got involved with the baseball steroids controversy? What about Al Gore, the former vice president? Could it be that these people would step in and somehow settle this issue to stop the kind of infighting that's sapping the enthusiasm that's led to record fundraising and record turnout on the Democratic side? And might therefore give John McCain a chance to win the White House in November. So that's why it's suddenly critical for Democratic Party leaders to say, we want to calm down this infighting. It may become debilitating.
Well, a group of Democratic fundraisers who are friendly to Senator Clinton did write a letter to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying, we think you're sounding like you might be on Senator Obama's side because you want a speedy conclusion to this thing. And we don't want to hear that from you.
Well, the argument coming from the Clinton camp has been that she is more electable, Alex, that if you look at the fact that she's won the big states, California, Texas, New York, Massachusetts, Florida, whether you count Florida or not, there was a vote there and she won it. And she's making the case that with the controversies that have surrounded Senator Obama, remember here Bill Clinton's comment just this last week in which he said, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could put all that static aside and had two candidates who would argue the issues? And here, of course, he's suggesting his wife and Senator McCain. Then you understand the Clinton argument. But so far, that argument is not gaining traction with people who point out that, as you just said, it's likely that Senator Obama will have the lead in terms of both delegates and popular vote, although not the 2025 necessary to win it outright, as we go into the convention.
I wanted to ask you about your best political conversation this week, but then I heard that you had dinner last night at the home of the director of the CIA, Michael Hayden.
Yeah, you know, the reason for the dinner, he said, and he had reporters there from AP as well as the Washington Post and me, and he said he wanted to get people to know him, to know the agency a little better when there isn't criticism or a hot story in the air, and develop those relationships. So,
well, it's nice of him to say that he'd like to get to know you a little better, but something must have come across the dinner table.
Well, it did, except it was an off-the-record session, Alex.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, I trust we'll be hearing the fruits of that conversation in the coming months. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.